This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. It's the Friday show. You can feel free to call in, discuss whatever you'd like. If you're in the United States, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. We are coming to you from the Northern Mariana. I was corrected on this today. The Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. The island of Saipan. I am Vin Armani.
It's Alex.
And we are here on what Alex has told me and what I believe is the
freest show on air.
Freest show on the air. Free Talk Live. We've got, oh boy, some interesting things to talk about today. It looks like who I'm voting for has been decided for me, Alex.
Yeah, let's start off with a quick, so who are you voting for?
Well, I guess that since I happen to be a black American man, like yourself, that if I don't vote for Joe Biden...
You ain't black.
I ain't black. This is what Joe Biden has just told to Charlemagne the God, probably the, I would say the biggest, most popular at the moment, and probably most powerful black radio personality. You got the Tom Joyners and stuff, but I mean, for the youth, Charlemagne the God is by far. And he's sitting there, he's talking to Biden. Biden's trying to appeal to the youth. And he says, if there's any question between me or Donald Trump, if you have any question, you ain't black. His exact words, you ain't black.
Yeah. It's like a AOC trying to do a southern drawl when she's in southern areas, right? It's like he's trying to, change his language, talk down to them. It's that...
Or when Hillary Clinton said that she always carries hot sauce. Do you remember that? I forget who she was being interviewed, but it was,
because they banned pepper spray in her district, and it's the only way to keep away the super predators?
I don't know. Actually, for Joe Biden to do that, I don't know how, as a black person, you can then vote for him.
Well, I don't think... The problem is not that he said that. The problem is he's a bad candidate. Kanye said that, Jay-Z said that, if you ain't voting for me, you ain't black.
Yeah, but
people would be like, yeah, man, for real.
But that's reasonable, right? Like,
yeah, it's not the words he said, it's who said it, right? It's like,
yes.
As if Joe Biden... Exactly. Obama could have said that, and there would have been just a tiny little bit of criticism. It's like, well, he's like half
black. Obama didn't need to say that because that was being said throughout the black community when it came to, like, the last time I voted, the last vote that I cast, and mind you, at the time that I cast this, I'm already, pretty skeptical of the government, pretty skeptical of voting in general. The last vote that I cast was Obama. The first election, that was the last vote. What was that, 2008? That was the last time that I voted.
You just wanted to vote for the Nobel Peace Prize winner, right? That was it?
Here was my thought. As cynical as I am, I was like, I know that this is all bad. It's not going to be good. He had already said that he was keeping Gates on as the defense secretary. So I was like, okay, the wars are going to continue, all of this. I've been heavily anti-war. But I was like, wow, what am I going to say to my children about potentially the first black president? Of course, we didn't know whether he was going to win at that time. It was assumed that he probably had a pretty good chance. What am I going to do when they ask me, so, Dad, did you vote for Obama? Am I just going to say that? Literally, I'm having this sort of a crisis as I walked into the voting booth because of that, and so I voted for him. That was it. And then he blew it, and that was the last time I voted. I was like, I'm done voting ever again.
Yeah.
Except for Biden. I'm sorry. Except for Biden.
Yeah, if it's Obama or McCain, I think, you know, Obama might be the better candidate. But against Romney, I'd be ashamed to vote for Obama over Romney.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, think Romney was a China and Russia hawk way before it was cool. I remember back in, like, 2012 debates,
yes.
Obama and Romney are going at it, and they're like, what's the biggest threat to American national security? And Romney goes, Russia. And Obama mixes the Cold War call, they want their foreign policy back, and the audience was just cheering, like, wrecked, you know. Then, like, a couple of years later, all you hear is Russia, 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 Russia.
Well, the problem with Romney is too honest. He's actually too honest of a politician in terms of when he talks about policy and all of that. He's actually, like, a nice guy, and that ship has sailed. Like, Romney would have done well in the 80s. You know, he's kind of like a Reagan-y type of guy, except without the charisma. You know, he's like that policy type of guy. But either way, dude, voting, done. Trump, no, I'm not voting for Trump.
Well, let's figure
Biden,
you
not voting
vote.
For him.
There's a little irony of two guys
right.
who
yeah, right,
we
right,
can't
right.
vote, right? And it's not because we're black this time.
No, it's because we're in Saipan.
Yeah.
Which is, it's so nice. All of these years I had to justify to people why I don't vote. Well, if you don't vote, you can't complain about what's... Really? Is that right? If I don't vote, I can't complain about what the government is doing? Is that right? Is that the case? No, that's hardly the case. If the government's doing something wrong, me voting is not going to change. Me voting is not going to change whether there's a war. The fact that I voted for Obama and the Afghanistan war is still going on, Guantanamo Bay is still open, we still have troops in Iraq, is proof. Your vote doesn't matter. Not on the big matters, not on the big things. Look, if you think that you can vote your way out of this lockdown, you got another thing coming. Because so far, this has all been extra legal that they've done.
You might not be able to vote your way out, but you can certainly vote your way in deeper. And I think that's what this election is about, right? Trump is at least, and I think that can't be understated. If we had Hillary for president right now,
oh God,
the militias, you think the protests are bad now. Imagine if, you know, the lizard in chief Hillary was out there just, you know, everyone stay in forever, we're going to save you. Like, all those Democrat programs that the Senate had rejected and Trump would veto, those start getting passed, there would be civil unrest for real.
Maybe. You know, it's a bit of a frog in a pot scenario. So she would have already been president for years at this point with this happening. So I'm not altogether sure.
Even
the civil disobedience thing is not, I'm not going for it. I just saw a video from Dolores Park in San Francisco yesterday where they had painted social distancing circles onto the ground, onto the grass in the park, and people were sitting in the circles. They were actually obeying. And that's what most people have done. These people protesting are few and far between. You know, you're seeing, thousands of people protesting at, for instance, Huntington Beach in California. And it's like, yeah, but that doesn't count all of the hundreds of thousands of people who live within walking distance of that location who didn't go there. And that's true everywhere. You know, it's not, we're not seeing civil disobedience even
to the... Well, I don't know why you're looking in California, right? Look in some of the other states. There was a picture of Yellowstone in Wyoming where no one was wearing a mask. They were just all, like, you know, enjoying the nature, taking the picture of the guys there. And no masks. So it's, and those ones they won't show you in the media because that just, you know, it's like, how are... No, not one person of these, like, 60 people in front of this geyser is concerned. Like, those guys look kind of old. You know, what's going on here?
Well, that's why you have to have the freest show on the air. We've got a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about China spending. Interesting story you sent over.
China
spending $1 trillion on tech, but the tech that they're spending on is really telling. Joe Rogan talking about he's going to war with big tech as he moves over to Spotify. And then this crazy story out of Canada, like this new form of nationalization, basically run your business into the ground with a lockdown, give you a loan, and then as part of the loan, you got to hand over part of your company. Man, this is going to be interesting. So we will be with you for the next several hours right here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the Friday show. This is the Marianas Edition. We are coming to you from Saipan in the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. I am Vin.
It's Alex.
We're doing the Friday Lockdown Show. You know, we may be able to call it the Friday Lockdown Show for literally years. Because we don't know when this thing is going to end. I've been saying that I think that we will see a resurgence of black markets, as even as people just try to get their haircuts, because getting your haircut is now a black market activity. And we may see, again, the rise of Bitcoin. Bitcoin, very good for the informal economies, very good for your own financial sovereignty. And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or you can even meet in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, there's a global trading platform that respects your privacy. So visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That is local.bitcoin.com. You know, Alex, this week there's been a lot of interest from my social media community. I think as people are starting to think about maybe I should leave where I am, particularly in California, it seems some of this was certainly sparked by Joe Rogan's most recent Fight Companion, where he had Eddie Bravo, Brian Callen on, and they were talking about potentially moving to Texas. Joe said he was going to move to Texas. One of the things we're going to talk about, Joe Rogan told Alex Jones to get on the air. Joe's going over to Spotify, got a $100 million deal. Told Alex Jones, yes, I'm moving to Texas. I'm going to war with big tech. We definitely want to talk about that. But a lot of people are looking around. They found out that I moved here, especially crypto people, found out, people in Bitcoin, and there were several requests from people who wanted to know a little more of the deal with Crypto Frontier. So everybody knows Alex is basically the catalyst for both Free Talk Live being able to find its way over here, and certainly for me to come over here. You were, and I can't thank you enough, you were absolutely wonderful when I was locked in the quarantine in the FEMA camp for 2 weeks. Alex was constantly hitting me up saying, do you need anything? Can I bring you anything? And he was out and about shopping and even finding crazy things like Greek yogurt, which is surprisingly hard to find on the island. And, you know, they didn't let us have any alcohol, which clearly proves that we were imprisoned, two adults not being able to have alcohol delivered to them in any manner. So, Alex, I mean, maybe if we could take a little time, because we haven't done it the last several weeks, and talk about how did I end up here? How did you end up here? And what's going on in terms of Crypto Frontier? Let's talk a little bit about it. How did we get here in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, I sort of found it by accident. I have a Chinese business partner, and I would later learn that Saipan is more well-known in China than here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you talk to average people in China, maybe not average, but, like, you know, middle-class urbanites in China, and you say Saipan, oh, Saipan, you know, I know Saipan. And whereas if you go in America and you mention Saipan, people are like, what's a Saipan?
Right.
You don't even know it's a place or where it is or what country. And that's why I call it the U.S. Mariana Islands, because, you know, if you say Northern Mariana Islands, people are like, is that another country? Is that you know, little island nation in the Pacific, like Micronesia or something like that? So that's how unknown it is in the U.S. And it just so happened, he was like, oh, we were in China and it's in the region, right? People say it's in the middle of nowhere, but, you know, we're 5 hours from some of the biggest metros, Seoul, Tokyo, Hong Kong, Shenzhen, Manila, like many others are all within a few hours flight. So we're like, oh yeah, we're in the region, let's go visit. And then I got there, I was like, this can't be real. I felt like, you know, going back in time. You know, it's like you hear from the old timers. They used to be able to throw their rifle on the overhead, you know, compartment when they go on the plane. And it kind of felt like that for me. Is my friend missed his flight, so I was going there, the car rental hotel, everything in his name. What am I going to do? And he's like, oh, don't worry. The car is just look under the seat. The key's there. Here's the license plate. Like, I said, what about insurance or license? They're like, oh, they don't. My license is expired. Don't worry. They don't care. And it's just like, this is crazy. How can you just, you know, pick up a car with no paperwork, no anything? And, you know, as I spend more and more time in Saipan that week, I realized it's just a much chiller, more free place. And it's almost as if you're going back in time. So I started reading the Constitution, looking into it further, and I just couldn't believe how much autonomy, how many rights, how many freedoms they have compared to other places.
Yeah, and I mean, and so you started up Crypto Frontier, no?
Yeah, and I said I should bring this to the attention of more people because I think some really cool stuff could be built here. And, you know, everyone in the Liberty, crypto, and other communities, they're looking for some place where they can build stuff and work on interesting, cool projects. And the problem we face is that the world is so regulated nowadays, you know, can't even open a lemonade stand anymore without like paperwork and permission and all that kind of stuff. And here was a place where all of that seemed possible again.
So hold that thought. We've got a call, and we'll get back to this and talk about it much more. We've actually got a call coming in, and his time is limited. We've got Art on the local lines. Art is calling from Parnell Prison in Michigan. We were just told about this at the studio in Keene. Art, can you hear us?
I can hear you well.
Great.
Can you hear
Art,
me okay?
I can. Art, tell us, so what would you like to speak about today?
Well, the same thing I want to talk a little bit about vehicle stops and how fast things can go seriously wrong, and, you know, a person can end up right in here or jail. And the reason I want to bring this up is Reason Magazine article from June 2020 had an excellent article in there about 10 ways a roadside police stop can go seriously wrong. So, So basically they list a number of different things that can take place on a simple road stop, meaning speeding or reckless driving or whatever they feel they want to stop you for. Anyhow, the article goes into details. Excellent article. I recommend people read it because well written. They cite many U.S. Supreme Court cases that substantiates exactly what they're talking about. From something simple as you could lose your driver's license because you have too many points, or they could, maybe because you refused a breathalyzer, you know, and, of course they could search your vehicle or at least try to get permission or use the, you know, a drug dog. And the reason I want to address this is because a lot of people don't think they can end up in a place like this, whether it be jail or prison. But it's a serious trend. I think a lot of things they see going on right now with the, stay-at-home orders, I think it shows that, and even especially right now with the new situation that took place with Hong Kong, with the new laws that they imposed.
Art, can you stay on the line, and we can come back to you right when we come back? Is that okay?
I got 15 minutes from the time I called in.
Okay, so we'll try our best. We're just about to tick off for just a moment. Stick around, and we'll get you when we get back right here on Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is allowing places of worship to open back up as essential businesses during the coronavirus pandemic.
Today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services. Some governors have deemed the liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential. The governors need to do the right thing and allow these very important essential places of faith to open right now.
And for the first time in 20 years, AAA will not issue a Memorial Day travel forecast estimating the number of people who will travel over the holiday weekend. AAA saying some people will be traveling, but we could see a record low amount of vehicles on the roadways, all because of the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is firing back at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for criticizing the Senate Republicans for focusing on issues related to Hunter Biden and Ukraine, while Democratic lawmakers push for another round of coronavirus legislation. McConnell telling Fox News,
I'd say to the Speaker, after the impeachment, you're not in a position to be lecturing us about what the appropriate use of Senate time is. If the House can spend time on a baseless impeachment effort, then we should at least have oversight over what happened to initiate this whole process a couple of years ago.
Matthew McConaughey is delivering more than 100,000 protective masks to rural Texas hospitals. The masks were donated by the company Lincoln Motors, who the actor has partnered with in advertisements. McConaughey has been out there urging Texans to wear masks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. This is the Friday show. We have Art, who we were speaking to from Parnell Prison in Michigan. He's got a limited amount of time, so I want to bring him just right back on. Art, if you got a little bit of time, yeah, here, probably a minute or two, yeah. If you want to close out and you know, give us a summary of your thoughts here.
Sounds good. Real quick, United States Supreme Court Justice Kennedy made a statement: any day of the week, the police could lock up half the motorists for just infractions, driving infractions. So it's important that we realize that this is a serious event, and like I said, a lot of our liberty has been taken away.
You have 1 minute remaining.
We can clearly see that right now. The interesting stuff that just took place in Hong Kong, and the same thing's happening in the United States. In Michigan, they just extended the stay-at-home order till June the 12th. Trump just ordered the churches open, so hopefully we see, and he says if not, he's going to open them. So the neat thing is now we're going to see Michigan and the feds start clashing, hopefully, along with the people of Michigan, because the people really need to stand up and fight, because this is taking away our liberties. They're not trying to protect us. They're trying to take away our liberties so they can control us, and that's what they're doing in this country right now. People need to stand up, make a stand. You know, they actually had to arm people in the Capitol this week, and they need to continue it in Michigan, in Lansing. So, because, like I said, this stuff, they have to put an end to it. And you don't want to wait till you're in here, because then you lose your voice. There's not really a whole lot you can do once you get in here, other than maybe get COVID-19 and die. So it's a serious problem, and people really that are listening to me need to take this serious, because it's a major problem going on in this country, and really...
Thank you for using GTL.
Well, yeah, I want to thank Art for that. Where, on what other show, are you going to get that? Like, where you have people who are speaking to you who are under the boot of the state, who are calling in, letting you know what the truth is, and that's what Free Talk Live is all about. If you want to call in, we would love to hear from you. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. If you're not in the U.S., that's toll-free in the U.S. If you're not in the U.S., Discord, you can listen and call in right through the Discord app. Just go to discord.lrn.fm.
Well, you said that, you know, where do people call in from prison, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're sort of in the largest open-air prison in the world right now, right? I think normally it would be unique to have a caller calling in from prison.
Mm-hmm.
But with this, like, global lockdown, who's not in prison right now?
This is true. There are... It's a prison planet. I mean, Alex Jones has been on point. We're going to talk about him a little later on, and him revealing that Joe Rogan, with now moving over to Spotify, is doing something a little bit like what Howard Stern did. For those who remember when Howard Stern left terrestrial radio because of the restrictions and went to satellite, this has far larger political implications, I think. Not just the fact that Joe wants to move. One of the reasons Joe is talking about moving and leaving California, going to Texas, is because businesses are closed. He went to Texas for a fight. Businesses were open. Restaurants.
He went to Florida for the fight.
He went to Florida. Texas and Florida are being known as the states that right now are trying to open up. Businesses are, you know, attempting to open up. In particularly things
open
like...
Open up, you mean kill people?
Just want people to die, man. You want them to die.
There's articles like the Republicans are bringing back human sacrifice.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's like the rhetoric is unbelievable. And meanwhile, you look at like the death tolls and hospitalizations, and it's like crickets.
I want to talk about that. That's here. What I really would like to do is I would like to go out. It's been so long since I went out and had a meal at a restaurant. But I remember plenty of times going out in New Hampshire when I was living there. And paying in crypto was one of my favorite things, and so many times I paid with AnyPay. And with AnyPay, more businesses can accept Bitcoin Cash and Dash, and you can earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. So finally, there's a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Just download the AnyPay Cash Register app, add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses, then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. It's all about financial incentives. Everything in this world is about incentives. That's why I say this whole lockdown, all of the things that are going on, it's not that there's some... This is where I disagree with Alex Jones. I don't think that there's the globalists. There's the decisions being made by the single people at the top of the pyramid. Like, I don't really believe that. I believe that what we have is a whole bunch of perverse incentives all across the board. Major, huge bureaucracies, lots of special interests. And you put them all together, you stir them up in a soup, and here you go, COVID panic. The Salem witch trials gone global.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I think it would be more fun if there were a bunch of lizard people and, you know, if you get, like, hunting permits and all of that. But unfortunately, it's not a Alex Jones fantasy. It's, you know, just like you said, bad incentives leading to bad outcomes. And
now,
people, one of these, I think, a lot of states are starting to learn is the tax incentives, right?
Yes.
And you were talking about Joe Rogan considering Texas and Florida and other states. Every state he mentioned, you'll notice, has no state income tax.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're doing $100 million deals and California has like a 13% top rate,
it's really bad.
He can basically buy himself the biggest, baddest mansion in the zip code for the savings he'll make on that $100 million just at the state level.
I think on that show I don't know, he didn't mention it, but some, Eddie Bravo may have said, oh, Nevada, too, you know, and Nevada would be a great option for him with the things with the UFC and all of that. Joe Rogan would actually be perfect in Nevada. Comedy.
Yeah.
And the UFC, I would say, if he leaves, I bet you he ends up going to Nevada. I bet you he just ends up popping over the border. I'll bet you.
Yeah, I'd say probably Nevada or Austin.
Yeah, because he's pretty liberal. He's a pretty liberal dude.
And, you know, Jones is in Austin, a bunch of other interesting guys.
But really, do you want to be that close to Alex Jones if you're Alex Jones? I mean, I'm sure Alex Jones is a wonderful guy, but I'm sure that he's a lot. You know what I mean? I'm sure that he's a lot.
They've been friends for like 20 years.
Long time. But that's because they didn't have to live next door to each other. You know what I mean? Sometimes you can be good friends for a long time because you don't have to be close to somebody.
That's true.
Right? So, you know, in terms of the...
Yeah, and he's a weed guy, so no Texas for him.
No,
right?
Nevada would be perfect for that. If you're a weed guy, like...
Yeah, so Florida, no.
No.
Texas, no.
No.
Basically, Nevada or Alaska are the no income
Wyoming,
states.
Maybe?
No, Wyoming, no weed.
No weed.
Washington.
Wow.
So he's got
but Washington's falling to tyranny, too.
Yeah. So he's not going to lie. He's going to Nevada. Let's be real.
Let's be real. Let's be
legal
real,
weed, entertainment industry, right nearby L.A., you know. Joe Rogan, he likes to pretend like he's not got a huge wad stashed away.
Of course he does.
He could fly private to... You know, LA every week.
You know how cheap it is to fly charter?
Yeah, shuttle Vegas to LA.
Incredibly. And they're nice. And there's tons of them. Tons.
Or he could just take, you know, like a nice Escalade.
Sure.
Put it straight up, kick it, work on his next show. So.
Oh, dude, I know people, not even super high rollers, but just average high rollers, who would rent a limousine and have the limo drive them all the way to LA.
Yeah.
It's not, you know what I mean? It's like you're going to have you pay for the limo for 12 hours, you pay for the gas. A lot of people, you know, and they take you there and then they deadhead it back, but you've paid them for the 12 hours and boom, it's done, you know? In terms of the cabal at the top controlling things, that may not be true in the U.S., but we should not discount how true that is in other places in the world. Places like China. China,
yeah.
as Trump says, China. And the Zero Hedge article was so interesting that you sent over. I think it probably went past a lot of people. The headline is from Zero Hedge. The headline is, "Nothing like this has happened before. China to invest $1 trillion in new plan to overtake U.S. in tech." We're going to talk about this when we come back. It's very interesting what they're investing in. I think it says everything about the direction that this is all heading. It's very Orwellian. We'd love to talk to you, too. 855-450-FREE. You can call us here on Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. This is the Friday Lockdown Show. Marianas Edition coming to you from Saipan in the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. I am Vin.
It's Alex.
We would love to hear from you. You can talk about anything that you would like. If you're in the U.S., toll free 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. If you are not in the U.S. or you would like to do this online because you're listening online, you can call in on the Discord call-in lines using your Discord app, and you can get into our LRN channel, discord.lrn.fm. Before we left, we're talking about this Zero Hedge article about China investing $1 trillion in a new plan to overtake the U.S. in tech. The interesting part about this is what specific, because tech is big. Technology is huge. Well, so what are they spending time on? What are they concerned about? The big takeaway here is semiconductors, which for people who aren't completely familiar with that term, it is the silicon in semiconductors that are the silicon in Silicon Valley, because semiconductors are used, basically, layman's terms, we're talking about microchips. And they are doing things like, this is what's mentioned here, installing cameras and sensors, wireless networks, AI software that underpins autonomous driving to automate factories, and to do mass surveillance. Really what China is interested in and what this lockdown has given them an opportunity to do is to really experiment to a great degree with even more of a control grid. And what I see as the problem here, and Alex, when you sent me this over, what I addressed to you was, if this is going to be a race, which the Digital China Holdings Chief Operating Officer, Maria Kwok, said from her Hong Kong office, surrounded by facial recognition cameras and sensors, she said, quote, nothing like this has happened before. This is China's gambit to win the global tech race. So is what they're saying, that it is a race, because it's a specific tech. They're not talking about renewable energy. They're not talking about food production. They're not talking about travel. They're talking about mass surveillance and control. So the question is, is then the global tech race going to be a race between China and the West to see who can control their populations better with this technology?
It's all about AI. Whoever cracks AI first, they win everything.
Mm.
If you have a strong AI, you'll win the trading markets, the commodity markets, you'll be able to use your AI to generate new patents and software and code. You'll be able to like perfectly monitor your supply chains. Everything can be enhanced significantly by AI, including surveillance.
Well, I think one of the things that people don't understand about AI and why there's a bottleneck. So AI really is only good if it goes along with big data. So all of the things that you mentioned, there's incredible amounts of data points available. The difficult part is not the collection. Well, Snowden showed us that. They've been collecting all of these things from phone calls. There's so many data points out there, they've all been collected. That's not the difficult part. The difficult part is how do we analyze this data and then use that to make predictive models. We've seen how bad human beings are with predictive models. We saw this with the COVID predictive models. The dangerous part and the scary part is, once you have AI and once AI is making these predictions, you get into this minority report situation. And the more data you have, the more predictions they can make, which is why people turning on their iPhones in the past several days, seeing that there's been a new update, and some of them, the smart ones, realizing, oh, my phone has now automatically enrolled me in this Bluetooth contact tracing that's been rolled out by Apple and Google. So if you have an iPhone, you should probably go into the settings. You might want to look up and just type in how do I remove contact tracing from my iPhone. If you got the latest update, you might want to go in because your phone is now releasing all of that data. And when there is AI,
that's
going to be a problem.
So that's why my battery life has been...
There you go. There you go. Yeah, it's just... These things are rolling out. I think that you're absolutely right that AI is the...
It's the last war.
Yes.
If you win the AI race, you've won all the next races to come.
Yes.
I mean, if you have a strong AI, you can crack encryption. You can do a ton of different things. You know, if you think China's good at stealing IP now, imagine if they had an AI assistant. You know, Siri, can you crack this Defense Department password? We're looking to upgrade our fighter jets.
Well, the dangerous part about AI is that the AI is able to improve itself. It's able to figure out where it's deficient. This is the real AI that you want. It's not just that you want supercomputing processor power. So that's really what you need in terms of cracking encryption. But what's AI is the fact that it can self-improve is the part that makes AI powerful, that it can figure out where it's failing. This is the high level of AI. This is not just the AI that's the artificial intelligence that's driving a car or doing something like that. This is the artificial intelligence that, like you say, is the one where you win all the wars. But the question is, do you win the war, or have you actually lost because you become a slave to artificial intelligence? This is what Elon Musk seems to believe. He seems to believe that if that's the case, that we will be slaves to this artificial intelligence that's coming. That's his message.
Yeah, there's interesting theory, the revolutionary phenotype. Mm. And essentially the idea is that when we're doing genetic engineering of humans, there's a big risk that we're unaware of because we're never going to understand the genome. Us, like with our pea brains, can't comprehend the complexity of it. So we're going to use computers, we're going to use machine learning algorithms, and we're going to figure out correlations. and start using them to create smarter and smarter humans. But there's going to be a point, we don't understand, it's a black box, right? We don't know what these algorithms are doing. We just know they're producing smarter and smarter humans. Let us build better AIs. So it's like this cycle where next generation builds a better AI, creates a better human, builds a better AI, creates a better human, creates a better AI. Eventually, is the computer working for you, or are you working for the computer? And that's right. The idea where RNA and DNA, you know, there was a, we're currently using DNA, and DNA hijacked RNA and uses RNA to replicate itself.
Right.
Likewise, the AI could use humans to replicate itself. So it's possible we could go from being, you know, a higher order being to basically just being like a biological process for this new higher entity AI. We're similar to those like molecules, the amino acids and stuff, just doing little like movements.
Or like a white blood cell.
Yeah.
Or an antibody. Right, that thinks it's going on, doing this all on its own, but it's doing it.
Thinks it's in control, but really it's a tiny part of this huge AI system. So it's the AI future has huge implications, and that's not to say that it's going to necessarily be dystopian, but I think everyone's right to realize that we have to be very, very careful, because it could easily go from utopian to dystopian.
Well, this has been my biggest fear when it comes to AI, and it's actually the thesis of the novel, great novel by William Gibson, maybe his most famous, called Neuromancer, in which that was the first time the word cyberspace was used. This is pre-internet, really, 80s he wrote this, but it's about basically, it's a story of a guy who thinks that he's on kind of this mission. He's kind of a mercenary intelligence officer, but he's really being controlled by this AI that has gotten loose into the global system, who's moving all of these people around without them knowing, and they think that they're doing their own thing, but really it's this AI moving them around so he can connect with another AI, spoiler alert, that's in a satellite that's not connected to the Earth. And so it's about him moving around these biological entities, like you say, that can actually connect him up. And my biggest worry in all of this, as I see the censorship and the YouTube algorithms and all of these things happening, is that a sufficiently advanced AI could actually convince us sitting here, through what it allows us to see through our phones and TVs and everything, that an entire world exists that doesn't.
Yeah.
They could like a Truman Show type of situation, and especially that's going to be more so as we go more into the virtual reality thing, as we depend more on digital communication, as deep fakes get better and better. How do we know that these individuals actually exist, even? How do we know? How do we know that these events have actually taken place?
We can't.
We can't. It's an interesting.
And China wants
idea.
To be in control of that first.
They want to be in control. Well, we want to know what's happening with you. We want to know what events are happening. Call us. Talk about anything you want. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of immunity.
immune booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.